It's such a pleasure to welcome back Catherine Cochran, Executive Director of the fabulous Shriver Hall Concert Series, celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. And as we continue our hop, skip and jump through their 60 years, we have reached the 20-aughts to the 20-teens. And it's lovely to welcome you back to talk about this period, Catherine.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
So we're looking at the backdrop of the Great Recession, the election of the first black president in the United States, the Occupy Wall Street movement, the Arab Spring. So what was happening musically with the concert series while all of this was going on?
There were two major developments during this decade for Shriver programming, both driven by endowments that were given. And one was to support the annual presentation of early music. So beginning around 2005, we began having artists like Jordi Savall and his wonderful Hesperion Ensemble, chamber orchestras like Europa Galante and Les Violons du Bois, as well as chamber music concerts, like one featuring Emmanuel Pahu with Trevor Pinnock on harpsichord. So that, I think, brings a really interesting flavor and certainly broadens the classical music being presented. And then the other one was a wonderful endowment to support commissioning. So Shriver Hall Concert Series participation in the creation of new works. And that kicked off in 2013 with the world premiere of a new work by French composer Marc-André Dabavy for vocalist Magdalena Kozina. And then it really kind of got going in 2015, 2016, Shriver's 50th anniversary year with a Born in Baltimore commissioning project featuring works commissioned from Baltimore connected composers James Lee III, Jonathan Leshtoff, and Timo Andres. Both of these elements have continued, and particularly very pleased about the ongoing commissioning. Every year, Shriver continues to participate in the co-commissioning of one or two new works.
That's always really exciting. And, you know, mentioning the addition of the early music, one of the things that is so comforting about the whole series is that we know they're going to be these pillars. We're always going to have a cellist. We're always going to have these sort of tent poles, if you like, of the series. And then you bring so much variety into that. And something that also happens is a vocal program.
Yes.
And with the concert coming up this Sunday with the South African soprano Golda Schultz and her pianist Jonathan Weir, both Baltimore debuts. Looking back at some of the singers that we've had just in this time frame, which are some of the ones that really stick out for you?
Well, I think, as I mentioned, Magdalena Kozina, but also Ben Heppner. I believe Nathan Gunn performed during this period.
Ian Bostridge,
possibly.
Ian
Bostridge, yes. Ian Bostridge made his debut. So really rich, and I think classical music is a genre, but it is a broad genre. And the series has done well in representing the breadth from new music to works created 500-600 years ago, from chamber music to vocal recitals to instrumental recitals to chamber orchestras. And I think that's exciting and really gives people a lot to dig into and find what they like.
Coming up again this Sunday, just a reminder, Golda Schultz with Jonathan Weir for a recital. That's at 5:30. More details at shriverconcerts.org. Always a pleasure to speak to the series executive director, Catherine Cochran. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.